This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين ما خلقناهما إلا بالحق ولكن أكثرهم إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to another reflection. Today's reflection is on a very important verse of Surah Al-Dukhan Chapter number 44, and the verse is number 40, in which the Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ مِيقَاتُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ And this verse means, indeed, يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ, the day of judgment. And this is one of the many names that the Almighty Allah described the day of judgment with in the Quran. So sometimes he called it يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ, such as in Surah Al-Dukhan and in Surah Al-Naba, as well as in Surah Al-Mursalat, in which Allah the Almighty says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ And what will make you know about the day of judgment? On the day, woe to al-mukathibin, woe to those who rejected the messages of their messengers and refused to believe in the oneness of Allah. إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا in Surah Al-Naba. Indeed, the day of Al-Fasl, يعني the day of judgment, is an appointment time for all of them, is an appointed time for all of them. So here, إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين. There is an ayah, second ayah in Surah Al-Mulk, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear for all of us that we were born and we live in this life, then eventually we will die to be resurrected, to be accounted. So it says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ Blessed be the one who created death and life. Interesting. I thought life should be mentioned before death. But here in the ayah, Allah said, He created death and life in order to test you, all of you, which one of you is best in respect of deeds. So here he mentioned al-mawta, which is death before al-hayah, to emphasize the fact that as long as you've been created, you have a beginning, soon you would have an end. Even the most beloved to the Almighty Allah, Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He declared his death to him when he was still alive. He said, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ Certainly, you will die, and certainly they too, your opponents, will die. Then you will dispute on the day of judgment. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ So, يوم الفصل, the day of judgment, is such a horrible day. Such a day of terror and fear. The length of this day is, as the Almighty Allah stated in Surah Al-Ma'arij, تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره خمسين ألف سنة 50,000 years of our time. 50,000 years of our time will be equal to that one single day, which is the day of judgment. One single sunrise and one single sunset. 50,000 years. That's why he was given names reflecting the horror and the fear of the day. Why? Because that is the day on which everyone will get paid and compensated with absolute justice. No one will be wronged and hurt. A person may have done a lot of good deeds, but meanwhile he has ruined all his good deeds and wasted them through hurting others, the human rights. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, do you guys know who is the real bankrupt? When they say the one who doesn't have money, the one who filed for bankruptcy, he said, no. The real bankrupt is the one who comes on the Day of Judgment with mountains of good deeds, whether of worship, prayers, fasting, charity. But meanwhile, he has violated a lot of the rights of others. Hurting others, hurting their feeling, insulting them, cursing them, killing, causing bloodshed. So each one of them will come on the day of Al-Fasl, the day of judgment, asking for their rights, until his good deeds will vanish. Then the Almighty Allah, the Most Just, will order the angels to take out of their bad deeds and to cast them on him in order to compensate them for their madhalim. And eventually, the person will be ruined and will end up in hellfire. So this is a reminder from the Almighty Allah after he listed before ayah what happened with previous nations and their prophets. And he said by the end, the lifespan of any of yours is like a drop in an ocean compared to that one single day, which is Yawm al-Fasl, where people will be judged, reckoned, then will be sorted out, either to Jannah or, God forbid, to hellfire. May the Almighty Allah grant us al-Firdaws al-A'la min al-Jannah and make us all eligible to be saved on that day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.